Have you ever thought of starting your own podcast, Jacob?
Yes, Joseph. I have thought about that.
When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions.
Yes, we did.
How do we record an episode?
Uh-huh.
How do we get our show on Apple Podcasts?
Right,
how do we get it on Spotify?
Right. Uh-huh.
Anyway, other places people like to listen. We wanted to know all these things, right?
Right. And the answer to every one of these questions, well, it's really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. Now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast.
What?
Yes.
We can get paid to podcast?
That's why we're recording this ad.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had a podcast a long time ago. Hosting was a mess to try and get sorted out, and I didn't make any money.
Uh-huh.
But now we can because of Anchor.
So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and Jacob and this other diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor.
That's anchor.fm/start. We can't wait to hear your podcast.
Okay, it says it's recording,
but
we'll see. Okay, so we're going to try something a little bit new. First of all, we tried to stream this.
We don't have enough upload speed.
Dang. So it wasn't working so well. So what we're going to do is the exact same thing, only we're not going to stream it live. We'll just post it. Yeah. So
it'll look a little bit better.
Yeah. But I'm gonna try and run some fancy stuff. Yeah?
Okay.
So let's run the intro.
And... Sorry, we're back here. I'm watching the intro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, boom. But we're not live.
Well, I made it so we could.
Okay.
And watch this. Boom. Warning.
Spoilers! Wait, what? Spoilers for what? What are we talking about?
Let me do it again. Wait.
You're making me look like a fool.
Okay, I'm going to do this one. No. Boom! Wait. There it is. Yeah. Nice.
Probably doesn't work as well with me looking back at it.
No, probably not. Okay. So, check my. I think we're good. Might be a little trippy seeing us in the background, but that's just so we can monitor what we're doing. Okay, so. This is Carpe and Zen live.
We're not really live.
We're close to live.
We'll upload right after, I promise.
Yeah. And I think we'll go ahead and upload this as a podcast, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was reviewing it. We got things started with SoundCloud. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to go with Anchor, though.
Oh.
Anchor doesn't charge anything.
Hear that, SoundCloud? You lost our business.
The money we didn't pay you because you want money. Anchor doesn't want money. So, sorry. Okay, so...
They want our fan base.
Yeah. The one we're going to have. It's going to be great.
We have this.
Okay.
Guys, we just got back from, I don't even remember what it's called, Avengers Infinity War.
And we're going to spoil it. So,
like,
warning.
Spoilers.
If you haven't seen the movie yet,
mm-hmm.
Thanos demands your silence. From us. He doesn't want us to spoil things. So, please, don't listen to this. Don't watch this until after you've actually seen the movie. Then, totally watch this.
Absolutely. And then join the discussion, because we definitely need to hear from you guys on this.
Oh, there's a lot to say.
So, there's so much to say.
We're not even going to split this up. We're going to go from the gate. This is a spoiler. I'm going to do it again.
Hold up.
Boom. Spoiler-filled episode.
Did it? Was I under it? Am I doing good?
I was... Yeah, you're good. You're good.
All right.
Yeah.
So, let's just get right down to it. This is, like, the 20th movie. How many movies are there?
19. This is number 19 in the MCU.
So this is number 19 in the MCU.
We rewatched most of them.
Most of them, yes. He watched more than I did. I'm sorry, I'm a failure. But I think we watched all the important ones, right? Found out where all the Infinity Stones were, which is obviously what this is about. And, you know, got all caught up. So I think we did pretty well.
Yeah. I think we're ready to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I even watched Ragnarok a second time today.
Okay.
Because Matt was watching it.
That's, yeah. At work.
Well, it was kind of after work.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we stopped and we rewatched all of the, like, trailers to try and pick them apart.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't right about everything.
No?
I'm going to tell you what I thought was going to happen.
Okay, go.
Okay. So, this is what I thought would happen. I thought that during the movie, Thanos would get all the stones.
Mm-hmm.
He would collect all the stones, and I thought they would maybe kill someone important, like Captain America, for example. And I thought at the end, it would go, Thanos would snap, and then it would, like, create a new reality. And then the next movie is all about trying to fix what Thanos did. That was what I thought would happen.
Okay.
How close is that?
You're pretty close. My initial prediction...
It's not exactly the same because
yeah.
Thanos' motivation was totally different than I thought.
Yeah. Well, I figured Thanos' motivation would be, you know, he thinks that he's doing the right thing because that's what makes an interesting villain, right? And I think that's what everybody really wants from the Marvel Universe and from superhero movies in general, right? My prediction was pretty much the same. I figured we'd kill a couple of titular characters. I figured Thanos would be... I figured the movie would be more about him than anybody else because I don't know how you tell a story about all these different characters. I mean, I might as well just take the time to develop Thanos. And I figured that it would end the same way. I figured it would end with a snap after a couple of important people died.
Yeah.
But, and then I.
Because the snap is literally in the comics, and they even showed it. They showed Gamora doing it in the trailer.
Yeah. So. And we were, I think both of us were fairly close, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Dang it.
Captain America did not die.
No. Well, okay.
We're already spoiling it.
I'm going to get this
spoiler,
off my chest.
Spoiler. Oh, warning.
Spoilers.
I like the spoiler button.
I like, yeah, it's a good one. I'm going to get this right off my chest right now. I'm a bit bored with superhero movies, right? I enjoy them, yes. I watch them a lot, like probably the most movies that I watch. But I'm a little bit bored, but I thoroughly enjoyed this one, all 3 hours of it.
Why did you thoroughly enjoy this?
I don't know, it was just fun. It was kind of a nonstop thrill ride, you know? And having said that, and I don't do this very often, but I'd go watch it again. And I might go watch it again. I might go watch it. I'm definitely.
The question is when.
I'm definitely gonna go watch this movie again. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun to watch. Now people die. Okay, so let's just kick off the deaths.
Well, Asgard, like
Asgard's super dead.
Well, see, here's the. It's kind of funny. Like you don't see any Asgardians alive.
The movie
except for Thor,
Loki.
Though they specifically say half.
Yeah, he does say half. He says he killed half my people. But we don't see any of the ones that are alive, and I'm not really sure how they survived the explosion of the ship anyway.
There you go. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So basically, the only Asgardian that we see that's alive...
Is Thor. Loki's killed almost immediately. Let's talk about that. Now, is Loki really dead? I don't know. If anyone can trick anyone... Thank you for that.
Insane.
It's great. I'm nominating you for an Oscar.
If you could only do such a thing.
So Loki's dead right off the bat. Right. Now, is he really dead? I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe. I hope so.
Well, okay. So he's choked to death by a mad titan. He at least gets to sort of redeem himself, right?
Sort of.
He looks like he's about to betray Thanos. No, well,
who he pledges his allegiance to very briefly.
And then he tries to stop him, and he's like, yeah, you should watch your words carefully. I don't do a very good James Brolin.
No.
But yeah. And then
Josh Brolin.
I said James.
You said James.
Is that his dad?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
His dad is Pop on Life in Pieces.
Current. My Life in Pieces?
No, it's a TV show on CBS.
Isn't it called My Life in Pieces?
No, Life in Pieces.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so he's dead right off the bat. But if anyone's really good at faking their death, it's Loki. I think he's done it 3 times in the MCU.
Well, I think it's twice. Well, I don't know how many times he's faked it. He faked it once.
Mm-hmm.
He replaced himself with Matt Damon.
Yeah. So anyway.
Matt Damon.
Anyway. So he's dead. And I think that he'll stay dead. At least I hope he stays dead.
I think he's dead.
And then we killed Heimdall, which was actually kind of a gut-wrenching death for me.
That was surprising.
Yeah, surprising. Like, I didn't feel like it was necessary to kill Heimdall, but they did. Interesting. And then we kill... Who do we kill after that?
We don't even see Valkyrie in this.
No.
We don't see her at all.
Well, she's... was on the ship, right?
She was on the ship?
Yeah, she was on the ship. But we don't see her.
We don't see her at all.
Assuming she's dead. Then we kill we kill Gamora.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure she's dead. Forever. And then we kill... I don't know. We kill a lot of people. Anyway, then at the end of the movie, like, a bunch of them just die. Oh, Vision. I'm pretty sure Vision's long dead for good, too.
Okay.
Or at least, like, he'll only be able to come back as a computer program. And then we just kill a bunch of people after he snaps his fingers, like, half of the...
And that's the idea. The whole time... And this was Thanos' motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Is apparently the solution to hunger and a lack of resources is to kill half the people in the universe. And because he suffered with it and he saw others suffering... He was really on a goodwill tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's kind of like the United Nations or something.
For sure.
He's just going around helping people by killing half of them.
His cronies actually, you know, he opens the movie. He's very kind of a sinister character. I can't remember his name. Some kind of wizard, but walking around talking about how...
Maul?
Something like that.
That's only anyway, half his name.
He's walk around saying things like, you know, be grateful that you get to die.
Yeah.
It's an interesting prospect. And I think there's probably a lot of people in the world that feel that way about things. So, yeah. It was an interesting kind of way to go about it. But the movie definitely was more about Thanos than anyone else, which I really enjoyed. Because... it would be hard to watch a movie about, you know, watch like Iron Man 6 featuring a bunch of other people. But that's not really what it did. And they split the story up quite a bit, too. They're never together, really. Some of them are.
There's no scene that has all of them.
Yeah, there's not a single scene where they're all together. But I enjoyed it. But then we kill... And the movie kind of lost a lot of gravitas for me. Particularly in the end when everybody just kind of started disappearing and dying. Because now the theater was going crazy. There was people in, oh no, not that person.
They really responded to Groot.
Yeah.
They were not happy.
Groot and who else? Somebody else got like a... Oh, when Nick Fury dies in the end. That's the post-credit scene. Spoiling that too. Nick Fury fades away and people were very upset about that.
Ebony Maw. Tom Von Lawlor.
Anyway, people really responded to Groot. I want to say people really responded to like Quill dying. A lot of people were
the Star Lord.
Yeah. Who else? And these are just reactions that we got in the theater.
I think by the time that Spider-Man disappeared, it was just disbelief because people know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't trust what's happening on the screen.
Yeah.
Because if nothing else, I know Tom Holland is in Venom.
Mm-hmm.
And Venom comes out in October. What's going on?
So, and really, this is where the movie lost me, like, really badly, because same thing. And really, from the minute they killed Black Panther, he fades away. Like, rather suddenly.
Oh, there went $1.3 billion.
Yeah, and you're looking at that going, okay, no. So he's obviously not dead. That's a gold mine.
No, he's dead. But well, is he going to stay dead?
No, he's not going to stay dead. He's going to come back. And that's what kind of, I went, oh, okay, lame. Now, if they'd have kept him alive and a few other ones alive, then I would be in genuine terror. Be, wow, really? So are these people going to stay dead? And really the answer is no. They're not going to stay dead. Some of them will. Like, I think Vision's going to stay dead. I think Loki's going to stay dead.
Yeah.
I think Gamora's going to stay dead.
So, just like any comic book series, characters phase in and out, especially for teams, right?
Yeah.
And I've read some of the recent Guardian stuff. And Kitty Pryde is there.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they could introduce new characters and to replace Gamora.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
But also the rest of the Guardians disappeared with the snap of this.
Literally all of the Guardians are gone except Rocket Raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Killing Spider-Man was a very emotional scene. They took time to kill him, whereas everybody else just kind of fades away. So he has a very tender moment between him and Tony.
Yeah.
Which,
and this is after Tony's been stabbed.
Yeah, which you thought he was going to die in that moment. But anyway, so yeah, that's kind of our predictions. Now, before we get into predictions of the next one, let's talk about...
Should we go through the normal whatever five things?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, first of all, did you like it?
I did like it. I enjoyed it more than I... I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to, and more than I have other movies in a while, so.
Yeah, I felt like it was a little bit slow, in part because so much had to happen, and they were being patient.
They were
being patient to focus on not going too fast.
It was a slow burn movie, huh?
Slow burn.
I mean, it's very action-y. There's never a down moment.
It felt like the middle of a story.
It did. Yeah. I mean, maybe, and that might just be...
And obviously there was an intro,
mm-hmm.
but the intro's in the middle of something.
Yeah.
It felt like the middle of a movie, and I think that's why pacing felt a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But also, I just watched Thor Ragnarok twice in the last 2 days, so that might be why it also felt like the middle of something.
It might be. Because it leads... It basically picks up exactly where that left off.
It picks up immediately after.
Yeah.
Well you skip the slaughter most of Asgardians.
Okay, so did you like it? What's next?
Story.
I, for one, actually, the story did better for me than I thought it would. And it has a lot of weak points for me. And like you said, the pacing was weird, but that's just because there's so much happening. It felt like a 10-hour Netflix session, you know, crammed into 3 hours.
Someone right now is trying to knock on, you know, the Marvel execs who work on Netflix. They're like, see, this is what it's like when you put it into just a few hours. You could do that.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get just like a made for Netflix Jessica Jones movie.
No.
We'll get a binge-worthy show.
It would have been awesome if Daredevil would have showed up in the movie, though.
Oh,
That would have been awesome.
I was talking to Matt today, and we decided probably the thing that was the easiest thing to show up is to see, like, building falling, Luke Cage, like jump out and, like, hold it up or something. You know, save people just real fast. Didn't do it.
No, it's not going to happen.
But Netflix, Luke Cage drops 2 months.
Oh, okay.
2 months. June 22nd.
Is that earlier than planned?
I don't know when it was planned. But they shot it concurrently with Jessica Jones, and Jessica Jones has already come out.
I haven't watched Jessica Jones
yet. I haven't watched season 2 yet.
Yeah. So the story, yeah? For you?
I'm going to have to watch it again to really think about the pacing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of cool things that happened. You know that the future of the MCU are characters like Doctor Strange, Black Panther. It feels like there's a lot of story with Thor left.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel like they're done with...
They built Thor pretty hard. They built Hulk really hard.
They must have hope that someday they'll have a standalone. So, for years, I thought that the rights issue with Hulk was Universal owned the rights.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true.
Okay.
Marvel owns the rights for Hulk, but Universal retains the right of first refusal. Meaning, if they want to do a standalone Hulk movie, Universal gets to say no if they want to.
Stick to your monster movies, Universal.
So it seems like that is the only thing holding them back. That's why they can throw them into other stuff, and it's not an issue because it's not a standalone movie.
Hulk's got a lot going on in this film.
He doesn't Hulk out.
Nope, at all. I mean,
he tries.
He's there in the beginning, but he doesn't want to come out, and I think it's because he's scared. I think for the first time ever,
he does fight Thanos.
Yeah.
He does fight Thanos.
I think it's butt whooped.
He gets
but after that, Banner's trying to let him out, and he won't do it. And every now and then, he hulks out a little bit, and they talk to each other. And I was hoping they would develop that more, just because I just thought it was really interesting, you know? Because now we have Hulk obviously afraid of something. Maybe he's not afraid. I don't know. Maybe. But my guess is that he's afraid.
I think that's a good way to put it. I like
that. And that's, like, cool. You know,
there was absolutely no character development for Captain America.
No, he kind of shows up. He's a bad A.
He doesn't really do anything.
Mm-mm. I mean, he leads people. He does what he does. The previews made him look like he was a bigger deal in the film than he actually was.
He did almost nothing.
Yeah.
And also, Tony didn't do much either.
No.
He was involved more.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't really do a whole lot.
We got more emotion from him, though. Because it opens up with him and Pepper, and they're talking about weddings and babies and all this kind of stuff.
He's had this dream.
Yeah, and when they opened on that, I kind of felt like, oh, man, is this going to be like...
Goodbye?
Well, no, not necessarily goodbye. I thought it was like, I thought this whole thing was going to be an Iron Man movie with a bunch of cameos. And I thought, oh, man... Either that means that they're going to kill him, or that this is just another Iron Man movie without making another Iron Man movie, because we're not going to get those anymore. So, but it didn't end up being that way. We just got a little bit more development with him than we did with Steve. And I think Cap will be back in the next one with more stuff to tell, more stuff to talk about.
Well, there's also fewer people now.
Mm-hmm. So
it's going to be interesting. I'm curious what's going to happen on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're a couple episodes away from the end of the season, I think.
Uh-huh.
And if half the people on Earth are gone, it's going to make a difference in that story.
Shit.
But I don't think we're going to see anything in Luke.
I don't anticipate we will. Maybe in Daredevil.
It seems like this is an absolutely huge event.
Yeah. Now, I have a theory on that, and we'll get to it.
So story. Acting.
Acting. Josh Brolin did really well, and I think this is one of the better CG villains I've ever seen. Or just CG characters in general.
a couple weeks ago when they were doing the preview tour, you know, someone's like, this is why you can't have your villain be CG. But
I think it worked.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it worked. They obviously spent a lot of money on him. I think it worked quite well. I don't think they've crossed the uncanny valley yet, even with large, out of proportion human beings. But
Joseph, what's the uncanny valley?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm out of time. Google it.
It's when you can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
See,
the eyes. Eyes were really, really good. And I'm guessing they just used his actual eyes. And the eyes typically are one of those things that I look for, and I don't necessarily like.
You watch the mouth.
The mouth is what always just drives me insane. But for Thanos, for the most part, it worked, and I thought it was good.
I'm gonna hit spoiler again.
By
now you haven't figured this out. Warning, spoiler.
No one else had much of a chance to shine in the film. They just didn't give them enough time.
Gamora had some moments.
Gamora did have some moments, and she did well.
Boom, live. Except we're not live.
We're not live.
But we're not going to edit this.
Yeah. Gamora had some moments. Mostly Thanos had a lot of moments. The death of Spider-Man was actually pretty, you know, like, he opened it up for that. Like, that was interesting. There's a lot that happens in this film. You see Chris Pratt get really upset. You see Star-Lord get upset and really kind of ruins everything. I enjoyed that about his character. You know, at the time, I was like, oh, wow, you're ruining it. It's great. But I don't know. Anybody else do it for you?
I was thinking that Robert Downey Jr. is starting to look a little older.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all right. It's not a bad thing. But yeah, I think he hit it.
Yeah. I think he's the one that had the most opportunity to shine. Chris Hemsworth, actually.
We got to focus on Doctor Strange a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going to be a huge deal coming forward.
Yeah.
And we get the impression that he knows something that no one else does.
Right.
He does his, like, little trippy, yeah, like, meditation thing where he's running the numbers. And, you know, there's millions of different ways that this can turn out, and there's only one.
Where they win.
And because he willingly gives up the time stone, it seems like he has seen it, and this is what he has to do to make sure that that happens. And then he makes his comment about, this is the end game.
Yeah.
Like, this is how you set it up.
Yeah. Either that, or this is all some kind of construct that he's watching, and none of this is actually happening.
I sure hope that's not what happened.
Kind of the same thing that happened a little bit in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, but I
don't.
I hate that when movies pull that stunt where, like, oh, everything you just saw, it's not real.
Not real.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
And I don't think that's going to stand up. I just think that it's a definite possibility. It could be some kind of construct that he's developed for him. I'm not really sure.
What did you think about the Soul Stone plotline?
I felt like it was a little out of the blue.
I'm going to try and make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, if this movie has to make Thanos the evil person who wants to, you know, create genocide across the universe, if we have to make that guy,
it's really,
like, if you want us to have empathy for him, right? Then you have to, then the answer to that is Gamora, right?
Well,
and then
is it though? Because we've seen literally zero development on that front. Zero.
In Guardians 1, she's trying to get away. And you see when Nebula sees that there's a glimmer of a chance to get away, she takes it.
Yeah.
Right? They want away from him. And they drop this line, you know, we know. If he gets a chance, he'll kill half the universe.
Yeah.
They've told us that ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
I guess we just didn't believe it because it didn't make sense. But if the point of this story is to make us understand why he would do this, then we have to have Gamora or someone fill that role to be that person. And then if, I mean, because one thing I heard pointed out, each Infinity Stone had a movie to kind of set it up. So this had to be the Soul Stone movie, right? And to get the Soul Stone, he had to sacrifice something he loved, and he sacrificed Gamora. And so I can see that. It did feel a little bit weird because so much else was happening.
No, it makes sense. I just wish we would have had more hints of it in the past. And that's why, because that really is, that, and for me, maybe that should have been a bigger part of the story. And it was a very large part of the story, and again, just there's just so much happening. But they could have made an entire movie about Thanos finding Gamora and killing her to get the Soul Stone. And that could have been just the movie, and we could, you know, that, and that could have been a really good film. It
would have been a Guardians movie.
Yeah. Well, it would have been a Guardian. It would have been a Thanos movie featuring Guardians, you know, and maybe Thor.
I loved at the end when it said Thanos will return.
Yeah, that was good.
But it didn't say the title.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russo brothers who directed this, they said they're not going to reveal the title for a while.
Yeah.
So I wonder.
We have a year, right?
We have about a year. And the end scene previewed Captain Marvel showing up.
Yes.
Like, when Fury sees something crazy's happen, he basically pages her.
Yeah.
Is this a way for him to talk to her through time? Because why else would he page her?
I'm not sure.
If this is a hint at the 90s, like, the only way she's going to get this is she's like, oh, all right, my pager, I'll just go to the future.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But while we're on the topic, direction. How did you feel about the director?
They did fine.
Yeah, they did good.
That was a good transition.
Right? Yeah. So good at that.
Russo Brothers, they did fine.
Yeah.
They
did really well, I think.
I wouldn't.
This is not a project that I would want my to take on. You know what I mean?
Well, they did Civil War, so they had some preparation.
No, I mean, they're definitely the right men for the job, but, man, that is the stress.
Yeah.
The stress would break lesser men, I'm sure. But they did pretty good. Again, just trying to fit all that stuff into that story is really good. Justifiably 3 hours long.
Yeah. So would you recommend it?
Yes, I would recommend it. Unless you hate superhero movies, then stay away.
Anyone invested in the Marvel Cinematic Universe has to see this.
Yeah. If you're not,
there's some movies you could argue you don't need to watch.
Yeah.
Ant-Man 1.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need to see Ant-Man 2.
Probably not.
But they haven't made him essential yet.
But I mean, and obviously anybody who has any investment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now is going to go see this. Anybody who has an investment in superhero movies is going to go see this. And we're not really talking to those people. Now, the people that I would... Now, there are some superhero movies that I would recommend to people that don't care for these kind of movies, that think they're cliche and overrated and that kind of thing. Right? And I would not recommend this movie to them. Just because it just plays into a lot of those different tropes.
So, I'm not a comic book expert. I've read my fair share, and I've seen a lot of comic book movies and TV shows, and I feel like I'm starting to understand this long-form storytelling and how people are figuring out how to translate it to the screen over the long periods of time, and stories have to be rebooted. They have to be reset. And so this plot line is a great way to kind of refresh things.
Yeah. I mean, if you look back on the X-Men comics from the late 80s and into the early and late 90s, you know, that was 10 or 12 years there where they just took developing this one story or two stories, and then, you know, some other big stuff happened, and there was a big event, and then they reset things. But, and that's what I have come to realize about what's going on with the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now, is that it is this really long story arc that is now that now has a really big opportunity to reboot. And, you know, with different characters and different storylines, and I know a lot of people are very upset that all these characters have died. You know, I know people that are genuinely angry that some of these people have died, but really this is what has to happen so that we can keep these kind of movies around. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, you know, if you stay telling the same old trope all the time, people are going to get bored, they're going to stop going to the movies, and then they're just going to die. And why would, you know, I guess some people would prefer that they end on a good note and a note that they like, when really what they want is to see these characters over and over and over again. And Disney's figured out the formula. You know, they're going to keep them around.
Yeah, they do kind of have to model what happens in comics, which is people get replaced, people die, people come back.
Yeah.
All that stuff kind of has to happen if you want to keep doing this.
Yeah, otherwise it just gets stagnant, and then it doesn't make any money, and when it doesn't make any money, then we don't get to watch these kind of movies anymore.
Dang.
Hollywood is just as money-driven, if not more so, than any other industry.
That's a business.
It's a business.
So let's talk future.
Future of the movie?
As Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay, we know in a few months we're going to get Ant-Man and the Wasp. And Ant-Man doesn't show up at all.
No. So
neither does Hawkeye.
No. Or who else? That's really it.
They specifically explain why they're not there.
Why Hawkeye's not there.
And in the same breath, basically, why Ant-Man isn't there. It's like, yeah, they cut a deal.
Yeah. Too much on their families or something.
Yeah. So we're going to see how that plays out with with Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Realistically, that's going to be our first sequel to all of this.
Yeah. I mean, well, we're going to get something from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I have to pick up that show again, I guess.
I think. Because it was episode 18. Oh, I got IMDb.
Anyway. What about you? Let's finish up our... Would you recommend this movie?
Yeah. I wouldn't start with it, because it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, was it good, was it bad, or are we indifferent?
There's definitely more episodes this season.
So, good, bad, indifferent, what do you think?
Okay, sorry. Well, can you repeat the question?
Good, bad, or indifferent?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to see it again before I can really solidify how I feel.
I think
that's what I've been learning. Especially any movie that adds a lot to the story, I gotta see it more than once. You know, a one-off movie, that's easy to evaluate in the moment. But, you know, take a Star Wars movie that adds to the canon and take me a while to figure it out.
You know. Does this feel Star Wars-y to you? Parts of it did to me. I don't know why.
It felt like a big Avengers movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which it was. You know.
Parts of it did to me. I'm not really sure why.
Okay, so long-term story. I get the impression Captain Marvel, because we know it's set in the 90s, is going to essentially be one big flashback that's going to lead into the next Avengers movie. And because the end credits scene basically previews Captain Marvel showing up, because it like shows her logo thing. It's going to be a very important movie.
Yeah, and they've been talking about it, how important it's going to be for a very long time.
Yeah.
Mostly just because of the women's rights thing and the Me Too stuff.
There was this women power moment, you know, when, you know, Wanda gets hurt, and then
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Black Widow and the person from Black Panther, I forget her name. She has a name. That they basically protect, and they, you know, it's two women fighting another woman to protect a woman. There you go.
Yeah. And that stuff's hot right now, especially with Bill Cosby getting...
Thanks for going there.
Sorry.
Anyway, I suspect the next movie, we're going to undo a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be fine, guys.
We're going to undo a bunch of stuff. We're going to...
If Black Panther
There's going to be some long-lasting effects. There's going to be some...
Yeah.
Some characters bowing out to let others in.
But for the most part, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I guess what I'm concerned about, the first immediate problem I see is Venom.
Mm-hmm.
Venom comes out in October.
I'm guessing
Tom Holland is in the cast.
Yeah. I'm guessing
he has not appeared in any trailers.
I'm guessing Venom is going to be before all of this.
I think that's the easy explanation.
Yeah. It's the only explanation. Spider-Man's gone.
Right.
So, yeah.
But if we basically get a reboot on the timeline or reality or something, then everything will sort itself out.
But that's not going to happen before Venom comes out. So it's just going to be, you know, it's going to lead up. Venom's going to, I don't think it's going to lead up into this movie, but I think it's definitely going to be set before all of these events.
It's what's happening before this, only they released it after because Sony.
Yeah. Because Sony. what else?
Do we get New Mutants? There's other...
We get New Mutants in October.
I think it's a year away. I think it's next April. But that's a Fox property, which by then Disney will almost own.
I think that's going to be kind of a standalone picture anyway. Because it's very different from any mutant movie trailer I've ever seen. It looks like a horror movie, which, hey, cool, good for them, make something different. That's what keeps this stuff alive. People doing different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else? I don't know.
What do you think you're going to think after watching it again?
I'm not sure, but I definitely, like, I think you'll hear from us again when we watch it again. I think we'll probably be here again with more to say. Maybe we'll shoot something. Maybe we'll go together and see what we can grab again. But you'll definitely hear from us, and we want to know what you guys think. Definitely. I want to, like, I kind of wish Matt was here. I want to talk to my Ben Matt's here a little bit.
He had to go home.
But yeah, start the conversation. Hit us up down below. What do you guys think? Was it good? Was it bad? Are you indifferent?
I'm going to ask a hard question.
Oh, go.
We're not ready for this yet, but where do you place this in the rest of, like, how does this movie compare to the rest of the MCU movies?
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I'm not going to answer.
I know I would say that it's better than Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
I think what makes the first Avengers movie important is because it's important to the story.
Uh-huh.
And this is obviously more important to the story.
Yeah.
So this probably gets a bump above that.
Now, we rewatched Avengers last week, right? And we were both kind of like, wow, that was a solid film. You know, it was really quite good. Age of Ultron, I think, fell on its face just because the villain wasn't quite as believable as he should have been. I mean, it's hard to...
I love James Spader. I love Blacklist. He's amazing.
I love his voice. I love Stargate. I never watched the shows. I just watched the movie, and I really, really liked that movie.
Okay. Well, I think we did 43 minutes. Yeah, that's not too bad.
But we're running out of battery, so.
Oh, yeah, it's blinking. And they can see it, too.
Yeah.
We should probably call it.
Yeah. So-